There will be four new faces on the Boston City Council in the new year, although who one of them will be is still unclear this morning. There'll be some familiar ones, too, with 9 of 10 incumbents returning. With us this morning to discuss all the results from yesterday's election is WBUR's Simone Rios. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
So four new faces, but as we mentioned, there's some uncertainty this morning about who one of them will be. Tell us about the close results in the council at large contest.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild night, Bob, and it's far from over. Three incumbents easily won re-election in the at-large contests and were the top vote-getters. That's Michael Flaherty, Anissa Asaibi-George, and Michelle Wu. Then incumbent Althea Garrison, who became a councillor after Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley was elected, did not win. Then the drama. As of this morning, only 10 votes separate the fourth place and fifth place finishers. So whoever gets fourth takes the final at-large seat. In fourth place right now is Julia Mejia. 10 votes behind her is Alejandra Saint-Guillen, who's looking for a recount. Either of them would be the first Latina on the council. I started the night at Saint-Guillen's party, and when she spoke, she seemed sort of resigned to having lost. Then I got word that it looked like Mejia would be the winner, and I went over to her party. Here's what she had to say about how she got to this point.
My mother, who I cleaned offices with in this city, okay, who was undocumented, was able to cast a ballot for her daughter. That goes to show what the American dream really is all about, because we can all do the damn thing, okay?
It really was an ecstatic scene over there, Dominican flags waving, and Mejia gave props to the Dominican community for turning out for her. But a few hours later, Alejandra Saint-Guillen called for a recount. The two haven't exactly been allies through this campaign, though some people would have liked to see that. You know, the competition for the fourth spot was seen as the real at-large race. And now things could get a lot more tense between the two campaigns.
In the big picture, Simone, there are currently no Latino city councilors, even though Latinos account for 1/5 of the city's residents. But that is changing. In addition to Mejia or Saint-Guillen, one of the other new councilors is also Latino.
Yeah, that's in District 5, covering Mattapan, Roslindale, and Hyde Park. The winner is Ricardo Arroyo, whose father and brother both served on the council. Arroyo says he'll get to work right away in January on issues of concern for his district.
That means looking for ways to ensure that affordable housing is being built, making sure that we have development without displacement. That means looking at the way we fund and work on bilingual education and secondary wraparound services. That means looking at public transit equity and figuring out ways to make sure that this district works for everybody when it comes to transportation, because public transportation isn't optional for large portions of this district.
Incoming Boston City Councilor Ricardo Arroyo. What about the other district contest, Simone?
So here, incumbents Frank Baker, Matt O'Malley, Ed Flynn, Lydia Edwards all ran unopposed. Andrea Campbell and Kim Janey faced opponents but beat them easily. The other two newcomers will be in the district that includes Back Bay, the Fenway, and Beacon Hill. Kenzie Bach won. She's a housing expert who has a PhD in history. And then in Alston, Brighton, the progressive candidate Liz Breeden beat her opponent. Breeden is an immigrant from Northern Ireland, the first out lesbian elected to the council, Alejandra Saint-Guillen notwithstanding. Breeden is a physical therapist by trade.
Simone, the council will also have a greater number of self-identified progressives. The council already has a progressive contingent. So what do you think changes with these new members?
No, I think the council seems bent on playing a more active role in city politics, and the new incoming members say they want to contribute to that, and they want to contribute to that progressive presence, which is already significant. That means policy changes like more support for bike lanes, promoting minority businesses, talking more about climate change and what can be done at the city level. A colleague at the Dorchester Reporter asked Michael Flaherty how the new council might change come January 1. Flaherty said he thinks the city is going in the right direction, though there's a lot more work to be done.
Boston's becoming more expensive to live, and we're losing a lot of those folks, as well as the fabric of some of our neighborhoods, so we have challenges there. We also need to improve the quality of education for our kids because, as I mentioned, we're in a global economy, and in order for those kids to compete and then for all those kids to get into those great colleges that call Boston their home, we can and must do better for them.
Flaherty also said he wants the prosperity experience downtown and in his neighborhood to trickle down to the rest of the city. That could be the biggest challenge of all.
All right, WBUR's Simone Rios reporting on the Boston City Council elections yesterday. Simone, thanks a lot, and I know that you'll keep an eye on that recount for the fourth at-large City Council seat.
Yeah, I hope to check in soon. Thank you, Bob.